My hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. A lyric most of us will recognise from a famous popular song of yesteryear. Sadly, the words do not always ring true. Parts of my own hometown have changed beyond recognition over the decades. This mainly due to planners, developers, and so-called traffic solutions, like road widening and bypasses. The Albion public house on the corner used to be thriving, especially on market days, and the Gaumont cinema kept us children spellbound every Saturday morning. The market itself is now largely given over to car parking space, and the High Street is a pedestrian precinct patrolled by security guards. In the centre of this precinct, like a giant beating heart, once stood a much older coaching inn called the George. Ironically, because its wonderful ornate frontage jutted out into the increasing traffic flow of the 1950s, like all the other buildings mentioned, it was bulldozed. Although most people now realise these decisions were wrong, there's no going back. At least these changes to the urban landscape have been gradual and relatively painless. I find myself sparing a thought for innocent victims of war and natural disasters, whose landscape and hometown may change very suddenly and drastically. Also for the many people returning to their damaged domain, the chances of a mama, papa, or sweet Mary running down the lane to meet them could well be slim.